This is Eric, and you're listening to Big JD and Lippo on the Jabbercast.
Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast, show number 20 for the week of
January 28, 2007. I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
Big JD's looking pretty snazzy over there. He's got the shades on. He's sitting in the sun.
He doesn't feel so snazzy.
No?
No.
Is this like the Tears of the Clown kind of thing? He may look like he's a big happy guy, but if you see the tracks of his tears...
Things are getting rougher and rougher all the time.
He's just a wreck. He can't sleep. His arm hurts. His shoulder hurts.
It won't be long now, though.
Nope.
Another week and a half or less.
And that's when we do the Jabbercast from your bedside?
Yeah. We'll be doing it from the hospital.
Bedside show. I noticed you got your PowerBook back.
Yes, I do. Awesome. Was in for service. Gone one day and back almost the next. I got everything all back up to par on here and well organized.
You're back to where you were before, or even better.
Yeah, everything's cool. So I'm looking forward to doing the big spring cleaning and reorganizing my computer when we get Leopard.
Okay, I'm taking the hint.
Okay. Three strikes and then
he's walking out the door. You don't catch on to your partner's hints.
No more cookies.
We're talking this week, of course, about organizing, and we're not talking about putting the stuff back on your PowerBook. Oh, we could be, I suppose.
Are you organized?
I'd say not as organized as I could be.
I'm extremely organized.
I know.
Sometimes things get a mess, of course, but that's just because so much goes on, but everything has its place for sure, and it's usually in its place. And if it's not in its place, I get bent.
The world seems like it's unbalanced, too. Yeah. It's like something's off.
And balance is a big thing, a part of it, too. I'm very extremely balanced. Like, I like balance when I look at things and when I organize things and put, I like balance in everything.
So that's why.
Like, I can't have like a desk that has something here and then over here it's all piled up higher. Like, I like even. Everything's got to be even.
And when you see pictures on the wall that are crooked, it kind of.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Well, they don't like, you know, at somebody else's place, but I mean, I notice it.
Sure.
That's the thing.
So that's interesting you say that about the desk, that it's got to be.
Yeah, the desk and everything. I like everything kind of, somehow the sides got to be kind of the same. And if you notice at my desk, on the one side is a bunch of, electronic stuff piled up there, the DVD player and all that stuff, because I do a lot of that work on the computer.
Yep.
And then on top of that is some, those stackable things that you hold, put papers in and everything. And it's way up high.
Right.
To match the other side, which has the Marshall amp and everything up on top. So it's all up high. And then the center is where the center is and back up.
And that's like a wave. So yeah. It looks like, yeah, goes down.
Kind of like
up,
a wave. Yeah. You could say.
Holy moly.
Yeah. It's pretty wacky.
That is wacky stuff.
And you saw the craziness in the, now you see the picture of the bedroom.
Yeah.
On my side was just insane. Full of, but it's all organized, yet it's crazy. There's nothing on the other side of the room on her side, but my side has like 20 suitcases and bags and duffel bags and boxes and everything, but it's all piled up nice and neat and all similar level now that I think about it. But anyway, yeah, that's organizing. So
I'd like to put that picture up on the website.
I suppose you could, yeah. I don't think there's anything incriminating there.
A little Jabbercast gallery of some kind.
But we're talking about all kinds of organization today, around the home, the different rooms in your house, maybe your office, and we'll get a little bit into your digital lifestyle and ways that you can help, that can help you be more organized and those types of things. So if you want to kind of slide in, we can get a little bit into the house and the different rooms in your house that
Some people have a fairly organized house, except maybe the bathroom's not organized, or maybe just the laundry room is not organized.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there could be a million reasons for it. It could be kids. Maybe that, you know, the parents are organized, but because you got 2, 3, 4, 5 kids and it gets, it's all in a shambles.
That's right. Kids don't have the organizational skills that some adults have accustomed themselves to.
But I think it's a lot of adults, and I'd say more so the mothers or women tend to wish they were more organized.
What makes you say that?
I don't know. Men may throw things around here and there, like their stuff, but I mean, I think that men usually have more a place for things, or aren't the ones that usually handle a lot of the papers and this and that, you know, I think. And the wives handle a lot of stuff, so they have the pile of papers that they do the bills, or they have the laundry stuff and the things in different rooms. Probably more so their clothes are kind of thrown around.
You think so, eh?
That's what I think. Does
your wife take care of the bills at your house?
She does, but she's pretty organized.
I would have to think so, yeah.
But I don't know. That's just what, I don't know why I think that. I think men are more organized, generally.
In my case, that's true, I think.
I'm not saying sometimes the women do more of the work and the putting everything away and reorganizing and stuff like that, but I think men are pretty organized. And most men, I think, seem to have, I don't know, they seem to have maybe less stuff and less stuff on a dresser and less clothes maybe. So, you know what I mean? Those kinds of things. So it's less to organize usually.
Usually.
I'm not in that case, I don't think, but I think probably most guys are. I have a lot of junk.
You have a lot of stuff on your dresser.
So I need a place to put all that stuff. So that's
part of the thing. Where does
that go? You can look organized and not be very organized if you have somewhere to put everything.
That's a good point.
So things are a mess and everything, but you have somewhere to put everything, even if it's all shoved into a closet, you can just gather everything up and throw it in one place. And it's not a bad starting point sometimes. Sometimes when I have a lot of junk around and papers at my desk and all that stuff, I'll gather everything up and just put it in a bag, a plastic bag, mm-hmm. put it right in a filing cabinet drawer or something, and then I'll go through that bag and organize it while it's all in one place, you know? But at least everything else is clean around.
Sometimes that can be dangerous, so you gather all your stuff and just make it all one big pile of stuff. But if you don't go back and revisit that thing that you've compiled...
Oh, yeah, you can't just leave it.
Until the next mess comes along, and then that stuff that's in that bag in there, oof.
If the next mess comes along quick enough, it'll happen, though. You get two big messes in the same bag, and then you got a lot to organize. But then you can sit down, and everything's in a bag, and you pull everything out and organize it. It doesn't have to be in a bag. I mean, if you just had, you know, a filing cabinet drawer or some empty banker's box or something that you just could put everything in, but you keep that around to do that. And then once everything's organized and your papers are put where they're supposed to be, and then you have your empty box again, and then you'll do it again.
Humans are unorganized bunch of people if they let themselves go, that's for sure.
Bathrooms, you got lots of hygiene products and things like that. Mm-hmm. And you usually there's usually a spot for them. You have enough room for everything, and it's just a matter of some organization, I guess. Laundry rooms usually have... Though they usually have lots of cupboard space, and I think people store a lot of things in a laundry room, and then the piles of clothes. And what it takes, I think, is actually having something to organize all this stuff with, like baskets, boxes. Those things are kind of important to put things in. And sometimes even when you have a mess on your desk, you can keep that mess organized by having maybe little baskets and things. Like, you can go to the dollar store and buy some few little baskets. So you put 3 little baskets, and then you throw similar things into the same basket, and you can kind of keep things organized. If you're around your desk area or something like that, and you have your couple little gadgets for the computer and sunglasses, and you throw your watch there and you throw this and that there, well, it can all pile up. Instead, if you have a couple of these little small baskets there, you can kind of keep things organized. Or same with on a dresser, possibly. Things don't get so out of hand. Some of the things like in your bedroom is not going to matter as much as something that gets seen all the time.
So do you think that as a society we have become, we need more places in our homes to put our stuff to get organized, as opposed to even like 100 years ago? It seems like they didn't build houses with lots of closets and cubby spaces and stuff like that. Whereas now, that's a big thing as far as when you build a new home or whatever, they put that into the house, more closets, more storage areas. Do you notice that?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's probably important that.
So do you think it's because we're more organized as a society, or do you think it's because?
No, I wouldn't say because we're more organized, but.
Or it's because we have
somebody just knows we got more junk and you got to have more places to put it. So you got to have somewhere to throw it. So there's more closets and more rooms.
That makes sense.
And a garage. Guys usually have their tools fairly organized, I would say. I see a lot of garages, though, nowadays. They don't have anything in them.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people keep the garage open anymore. Like, you drive into new areas and all the garage doors are closed. Whereas back in when I was younger in the neighborhood, everybody's garages were open and people were in them. And they hung out in them and did stuff in them and worked in them. And most of the guys were always in a garage. I don't find it as much anymore. And most of the newer houses are nice finished garages.
Sure.
With not much in them. Most of them, you don't even see anything in the garages.
Lots of stuff in my garage.
Yeah.
That needs to get organized, I'll tell you. If you go, I know what you're saying as far as going in the garage and stuff. But I find that in some subdivisions, you'll see the odd guy in his garage doing crap in his driveway or whatever.
I think there was more of that at one time, though.
I think you're right.
In the old style neighborhoods.
And you know what I think that has to do with is the fact that the man is now, there's more demand on his time in the house. Because the woman's, you know, we just discussed this before. Women's role in society has changed. So has the man's in turn, and he's been pulled out of the garage.
I wonder also if the fact that most of these garages are attached to the house, just like another room now, it's not the same as a little hideaway might have been at one point in time. You know, you're just in the next room, really.
Exactly.
So that could be a little part of it as well.
So do you have any tips for guys keeping their garage is organized?
Same thing. I think you need to go out and get some, if you don't have shelves, you put up some shelves.
Mm-hmm.
You need some boxes. You need some type of a pegboard there, the ones with the holes in it that you can hang things on.
Yep.
You know, you can actually go buy some of these things that'll help you organize everything and your tools, obviously some type of a tool chest or some tool boxes and maybe some type of a cupboard. And everything's out of place, really, instead of just piling everything up and maybe not knowing where it is. And sometimes it's going to get messy, but it always has that place, so you'll be able to clean it up. And I think it's all got to do with having somewhere to put stuff.
Yes, I agree.
Because when you look at your big mess, it's like, where am I going to put all this? You know, especially like an office type area or desk or something, you got piles of paper and piles of gadgets and piles of wires and all that stuff. And you look at it. And you would think, there isn't any place to put it. I don't have anything around. You know what I mean? Where am I going to put the stuff?
Mm-hmm.
But if you had a couple little baskets, a little box, and a couple little, you know, things like that, then you could tuck things away.
Sure.
A little filing cabinet, maybe a two-tier thing or something instead of the big four ones or whatever. And you can kind of hide things.
Hiding.
Sure.
Hiding's good. Well, it's part of organization, I think.
Yeah. It's part of putting things away.
Sure. I think a cluttered environment will tend to clutter your mind as well. It tends to help you focus, I think, when there's not so much clutter around.
Yeah, it definitely does.
It helps me, I know. Because I know before you get here, I try to do as much as I can. Not that's the case today.
It takes me 2 days to straighten up before you come to my studio.
Uh-oh, the show is being done at my house.
How about in your vehicle? A lot of people have a very unorganized vehicle inside. I mean, there's ashes and stuff all over the place from smoking, or there's old boxes of Kleenex and garbage thrown from food and all that kinds of stuff, and maybe some wires and gadgetry hanging around nowadays of people listening to iPods and so forth in the car. The glove box is a disaster. There's napkins and paper towels and things all over the place, and clothes. Maybe more, 1, 2, 3 more umbrellas than you need. The trunk's a mess.
Oh, yeah,
you know, all that kind of stuff. So even the trunk, I mean, you get a net that'll hold some stuff in the trunk. There's Velcro is good for trunks.
What's a net got to do with anything?
A net will hold a net. A net, the girl a net.
Yes.
So there's ways of organizing your trunk. And, I mean, you can put some type of low-profile file boxes of some kind in your trunk, a couple maybe, if you know, and one can hold some of your, if you have oil and fuel injection cleaner and whatever, some things in your trunk, and then another one has holds a few tools or something in your umbrella or whatnot. But you can organize, and inside your car you can't so much organize. You have your glove box and you have your center console, but you know, they can be cleaned out and organized and keep what you need in there, and more times than not throw stuff out. And that's a very important thing too that we got to get into, is throwing things away, getting rid of things you don't use that clutter up.
That's usually a problem. That's the problem with my wife. I know she can't throw stuff away. So you go in our basement.
I'm very much like that.
Oh my goodness. Just toss it. I say,
yeah, it takes me years and years before I'll get rid of something. That's the reason for most of the boxes, bags and suitcases and stuff have a lot of stuff, and I'll acquire things. And we don't have a lot of room for it because we're in a condo, and it's not that big. There's just a couple of us in there. So I also have a house, and I keep a lot of stuff at the house, and I have a storage unit that a lot of this stuff's at. But from time to time, I need things in the apartment there, so I'll bring stuff up, and it just turns into clutter. And it's a lot of it's old stuff that I just don't get rid of.
That's got to be a big key to keeping organized. Go through your old. It's just like the bag you just talked about.
Sure, it's important, yeah. You got to go through it from time to time and weed things out and get rid of some stuff. And yeah, after years and years and years, I had a couple yard sales to get rid of some things. And
that's the thing. It can be a money-making affair, getting organized.
A friend of my mother's collects things and acquires things. And apparently their garage is, I got a glimpse of it one time, just jam-packed with stuff that they don't use, they don't need, but she just likes it, wants it, and the garage is so full you can't hardly open the garage door to get inside, and it's just full of stuff.
Yep, I know a lady who's exactly like that. Her garage is, that you say collects, but she goes out and to yard sales and stuff. And
she might be the same lady.
what's your lady's name?
It's in Bell River.
Yeah,
I told you about my mom's friend,
and she knows her.
Yeah,
those two ladies know each other.
Oh, okay. So it's two different ladies, but
yeah, it's the girl that you get your suitcases from.
She's got a lot of stuff around. Oh, that I seen when I got the suitcases.
You should see her garage. Her husband had to build.
Oh, I did get a quick glimpse. Remember, we went to look at the trunk in there. Was that the garage? I think it was.
Well, did you go in her garage? Yeah.
Yeah. And it was jammed full. Like, she had a small walkway, I think, just around a perimeter there or something.
Right. So just so you can get to everything.
Full of stuff.
Makes it a little walkway.
But she had a store, didn't she? Or was that the store?
No, she did have a store, but now she has since gotten rid of the store. So that's the reason why she did have a lot of that stuff. But her husband had to build his own garage on the other side of the house because he just basically got pushed out of that garage.
Yeah, and we all get pushed aside.
So now, you know, he's got a dirt bike and he's got a workbench in there now. And so he's got his own place, and there's nothing of hers in his garage.
And the garage that I was in is attached to the house.
Yes.
And his is not?
His is not, no.
So he probably spends some time out there where he maybe wouldn't in that garage.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
I bet you.
So that's interesting. His and hers garage is just to highlight the way that society has gone as far as collecting stuff and putting some of your stuff in places to get organized.
I think there's somewhere there's some type of a rule of thumb that if in 6 months you haven't used some particular things that you should get rid of it because you'll never use it. I don't know if it's 6 months or 12 months maybe.
I'd go with 12.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. I remember seeing that or hearing that somewhere, but we're not professional. But we're pretty close.
That's right. What was I just going to say about throwing stuff away? Oh, my iPod that I had gotten in 2003 loaded a ton of songs on it between now and just a couple months ago. And there were songs in there that I never even listened to.
Yeah.
And it was full. That thing was full. So it's another good example. If I hadn't used those songs, throw them away, and I end up with I threw half the tunes out that I never listened to.
Yeah, but fortunately, you have those somewhere else, probably.
Oh, yeah, when I say it, yeah, they're just...
But when you have your things that, you know, you had when you were a kid and younger and things that you were growing up with and you have all this stuff and it just piles and piles and piles, it's hard to get rid of some of it.
Yes, it is. The stuff from your childhood, that's a good point.
And then when you do get rid of it, what's the best place to take it? Somewhere where you're not going to know who has it? Or give it away to somebody that you do know? Give it away to a close relative or somebody that does want it or a friend or something like that so that maybe you see it around? Like... There's different ways of getting rid of things, too. If it makes you feel better to give it to somebody you know, then you do that. And if it's a bunch of stuff that you just can't bear to be without, but you know you got to get rid of it, So you bring it somewhere like a Salvation Army or whatever, right. and it's going to be gone and you'll never see it again.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully. Maybe you see some old guy walking down the street with your old shirt on you loved as a kid. And, hey, man, that was mine.
That's my Motley Crue t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's good if you get rid of it entirely. Only if you think that it's going to get better use. Bring it somewhere where you think it's going to get the most use, I think, as opposed to giving it to somebody who you know will hang on to it for you, and you get to see it every once in a while.
The yard sale was neat because whether you wanted to or not, everybody got a little story with whatever they bought. You know, oh, you know, I got that back in blah, 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 and I used that for such and such, and oh, well, my dad, blah, 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 or my mother or my brother or this, I got this from so-and-so, I'm passing it on, or everything had some kind of a story to it, so it was kind of funny. You're almost reminiscing with everything as it's going out.
Oh, I can't get rid of that.
Yeah. No, you can't buy. That's not for sale. No, that's not for sale. How about like just life every day? Your schedule, your bills, your errands. That's another part of organization. That
time management. Is that what you're talking about?
Sure. Time management.
Having an organized life. Having mm-hmm. your activities, your...
And again, some of it boils down to having somewhere to put everything, whether it's in your brain or outside of your brain. If you got, you have errands to run, you might need somewhere to write those down. You might need some, like the fridge and fridge magnets and hang up the little notes and
calendars,
get yourself a PDA. A PDA, a personal digital assistant, like a Palm Pilot or whatever.
I was going to say, that's a really good tip for people.
And the phones now, the cell phones. Most cell phones now have some type of a personal management system inside where you can schedule things and little alarms, and you can dictate spoken word, you know, voice recorders in them and things like that. And it helps you keep organized. And whether you realize it or not, it's somewhere, that's some place to put something. Same as we mentioned about, you know, getting a box or a little baskets and things to put stuff in the house. Well,
right.
Somewhere to put your personal ideas and errands and the things that you have to do, your schedules and things like that, and bills that you got to pay, and to keep your everyday life organized.
And a list of the people that you're in contact with on a regular, not so regular basis.
Right. And that's an important thing, too. If you forget phone numbers or forget PIN numbers and all kinds of things, and to keep that organized is very helpful. I use a Palm Pilot. I can't be without the thing.
Obviously used it today even.
Yes. I had my show notes in it. I was actually wrote them. Where did I do that? I remember. Oh, it was at the chiropractor office.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was sitting in the office doing my show notes, and then they called me in, and then that was that. And I just transferred them onto the computer while I was sitting here and kind of going over some things as we speak. As far as some other little things that are kind of helpful to help you organize, there's those little windshield suction notepads that you can put in your car.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they go up and kind of sit on your dash, but suction in onto the windshield.
Right.
Those are handy for jotting things down really quick.
That's because when you're driving, that's when most of my thoughts happen as far as getting my stuff together.
And as well, then some type of a recorder, like what you have, but you may not always have that.
No.
So readily available.
No.
Voice recorders can be bought individually. You can get inexpensive ones. You can get them, like I say, in your phone. And the thing is, too, of knowing how to use it. If you know how to use your recorder on your phone, really, then you can quickly record a message. Oh, I got to pick this up and do that, or I got to remember to do this, or whatever. You can do them really fast instead of you don't want to have to learn that while you're driving around.
No, it's not
how to operate the thing. Alarms and day planners and things like that. And for the home, we mentioned boxes, bags. Envelopes are really good for putting things that are due at certain time, or individualizing some money or checks or whatever that you have to might help you keep organized to pay certain bills and things like that. Filing cabinet, shelves, closet. The attic is a good place to put things where you're not going to use for quite some time, but you don't want to get rid of it right away. And depending on what your attic's like, I don't know.
Do you have an attic? No.
I have an attic in my house that I don't have anything in. But years ago, when I lived at home, we had an attic. And it was an attic where you couldn't walk in there, so I had to lay some wood up there so I could walk across.
Right.
And you know what was in my attic? Boxes and boxes and bags and bags. I practically filled the attic up of Wicked Angel fan mail and that kind of paraphernalia.
Really?
Yeah, bags and boxes. And it took me years to actually part with that. And just until a few months ago, I still had all the magazines that we were in and all the fanzines and a lot of letters and some of the mail still. Like, I got rid of most of the bags, and I had garbage bags full of fan mail and stuff like that. I got rid of everything and still had, like, I'd say 6 boxes of stuff that I still kept. And I finally got rid of all that.
Wow.
Actually, you know what? I don't think I got rid of it. No, I didn't get rid of everything. I still have some accordion folders.
Oh, yeah.
Those ones that, yep, you know.
Expand.
I probably have about 6 of those that I kept. Now, those are the last thing that I keep so far. Okay. And they have, like, it was in state. Like, there was the bags of fan mail, which, of course, was important at the time. But that was the first stuff to go. Right. Then there was boxes of record company correspondence and big magazines that we were in. That was like the next thing to go. And then it was the fanzines and stuff was the next thing to go. And then that bigger stuff. And then now the most important kind of stuff that was kept in the accordions, I still have.
And that is?
That'll get organized at some point. But that's like some of the show flyers.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the contracts, you know, all that kind of stuff. That was the real cool, important stuff. And I'm sure there's a few little photographs and things popped in there. I don't know what exactly, but I yet to go through all that, and I can probably weed some things out and scan some of the important documents that I want to save instead of keeping it on paper.
Sure.
And that kind of pushes us into a whole another realm, the digital lifestyle.
Good one. Good segue.
So,
because that is a good way to organize your stuff, is to convert it to a digital form as opposed to paper.
Yeah, your pictures you can do. If you don't do it yourself on a scanner, you can bring actual photographs to Walmart or somewhere and get them put on a disc. If you have forms, papers, wills, things like that, you can scan all that stuff. I mean, you can't really change the particular will or anything that you already have on paper. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with scanning it, and you can get rid of your paper copy, really. But you want to keep organized as to where you put that stuff in your files and folders, and if you keep them on some external drive of some kind, those real important documents. But your digital lifestyle, that's a whole nother ball game there. The computer has changed things a great deal as far as organization is concerned, I think.
Sure. For some people, it has made them more disorganized. For other people, it's a center.
Yeah, I never thought about it that way, yeah. And how does it make someone more disorganized?
I think it creates it creates data or whatever. There's a lot of we got a little showbiz bug here, right?
Yeah, that's a different one.
In the middle of the winter, we have a little bug floating around. I don't know where he came from or what he's
probably out of my pocket.
I was going to say, you must have brought him in here with you.
Yeah, it's always my fault.
When you, with a lot of people who you have computers, you create data and you make stuff and you download stuff. That's the whole thing. You download stuff that you really don't need.
You have to organize again.
You're
organizing in a whole nother place, in a whole nother way.
Another realm of organization.
And it never ends on the computer. That's a big issue, is the never-ending organization, I think.
No, because people are creating ones and zeros all the time. You know, you take a picture, bam, more ones and zeros. Create a voice memo, more ones and zeros. You download a song off the internet, more ones and zeros.
Yeah.
And don't get me started on video, because then you're just creating a lot of ones and zeros.
You have to organize all that stuff and put it together. You want your pictures together, and you want your music together, and you want your... So you're shifting things around all the time, moving it. When you're downloading, it may go to a certain area where you have all your downloads, but then it's got to go to wherever all your music is, because usually things will come all together in the same place to begin with. And then you want to organize them around and so forth. And then once your music's organized and where the music's supposed to be, then you have your iPod where you move some of your music to listen to, and your MP3 player of choice. And
is there a choice? Oh, that's right. You can buy a Zune, can't you?
Zune.
They don't even support podcasts, so they're not even listening to us. Never mind.
Zune, Zune.
Zune, Zune, Zune.
For all you switchers, get an iPod. So, yeah, your downloads come, or the things you scan in the computer, and they, right off the bat, default scanning a document into my computer is going to go to, it'll automatically put it into a folder on the desktop dated for that date.
Mm-hmm.
But then I like to take it out of there and move it to where I keep whatever. That stuff is. And then, you know, so you're always shifting things around. So it's a big organization game, but sometimes you can learn a lot from organizing in that fashion. It may have some effect on your organizing your material.
Sure. It's kind of like a little virtual organization area right in front of you. So if you can keep your digital realm in a relatively organized state, then you can carry that over to your real life as far as keeping track of your physical stuff as well.
Yeah.
Then conversely, you can if you let your digital realm get all uncluttered and messed up, you know, you see some guys, they open up their screen and there's like double layer of a full screen of icons on the desktop, you know. That's craziness.
That's a guy whose desk is all just jammed with all kinds of jam and peanut butter and stuff all smashed into his screen.
You're making me hungry.
Digital lifestyle is a whole nother area of organization. And actually next week's show is actually called Computer Age. It's a Computer Age show. It's all about...
how old your computer is.
Yeah. How old you are, which makes you may or may not want to use a computer. I know some old folks don't want to use a computer because they don't want to learn new things.
I know. That's weird, eh?
Sort of.
It's like I'm afraid of that and I'll never get it and it's just something I don't have to go there.
Actually, along that lines, New Year's Eve, I gave my grandmother my digital camera to film, my digital video camera to film me and Lana and stuff. And it was kind of funny. She'd never had never really used anything that far advanced. And so I took a picture of her actually doing it with my still camera. And she was filming my wife. It was kind of neat.
That is neat because obviously it's easy enough.
And I've actually been thinking about getting her a digital still camera, even though she doesn't have a computer or anything, but she can still take her card out and bring that to Walmart to get pictures instead of bringing her film. You know what I mean? Like it's got to be as easy as good or better because she has to, usually I load the film for her in her film camera because she has a little bit of trouble with it.
Right.
Well, she wouldn't even have to load film or do anything. At very most, she'd even take her camera to Walmart. Like she doesn't have to take the thing out even if she didn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's probably be a lot simpler for her and her pictures would probably be a lot better and she can see them actually. You know, she only has to learn a couple things maybe just to see the picture and set it back to where it was or whatever. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Leave it all on automatic and I think it'd be better for her than her regular camera.
Sure.
Yet somebody wouldn't realize that. Oh, a digital one, I can't use that and I don't have a computer, you know.
Right.
It'd still be better.
Obviously. And do you think your grandmother's an organized person?
She is quite organized, yeah. Yeah, she still cleans and cooks everything for herself like I can't believe she amazes me. So next week's show is on the computer age, and we're going to talk a little bit about what people do on their computers, where the digital lifestyle has taken us, and get into some of this organization on the computer, and just what it's done for people, that type of thing. We're not going to get into really how to use your computer and things like that. We just want to discuss the computer age.
The ramifications of computers coming into our life as far as humans go. And we have a little bit of knowledge because we do another podcast that is computer related called the Easy Mac Podcast.
Right. And what do we teach people there?
We teach people how to manage and create their multimedia projects on their Macintosh.
The easy way. And that's at www.easymacpodcast.com. And of course, you can get a hold of us here at the Jabbercast. How?
I don't think people know that they can get a hold of us. It's... You can either email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com, but the best way to get a hold of us is go to thejabbercast.com, go to the contact page, click the little leave me a message on the page there, and just start talking into your computer.
Sure, we'd like to get some more IDs from you that just say something to the effect of, this is whoever, Robert, and you're listening to Big JD and Lippo on the Jabbercast. Do that through the leave us a message thing there, record us the message, and we're going to get some of those IDs on the show soon.
Would have been good to have a good organization guru here to give us an ID. Like, you know, there's people who go out and talk and they're on the circuit, you know, they go and talk to whole companies or just the upper management level of certain companies and tell them how to be more organized, be more effective, more...
Sure, you can do a search on the internet if you want to look up ways to be more organized. Books on organization, and a lot of them I find are really simple. They're just like seem to be written by a housewife. You know, I can teach you how to organize, or there's websites that will give you some insight on, you know, how to organize things better, whether it's things in your life or your errands and bills and contacts or your rooms and car and garage. So you can take it a step further than the Jabbercast.
Sure.
If that's possible.
Oh, that's way possible, but we're just trying to put our own little spin on getting organized.
Sure.
Get organized, people.
And what a spin it was. This week's Jabber Quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry, brought to you by Steve and Larry, brought to you by Steve and Larry. That's Steve and Larry.
I'm assuming this is brought to us by Steve and Larry. This quote is actually by Albert Einstein. Everything should be made as simple as possible, but not simpler.
Wow, that is so deep, but yet so in your face front.
You know that comes from a guy that's just like...
Like what? Like dead.
Wow. I mean, really wacky thinking, you know what I mean? Like really philosophical.
Exactly. Thinking. He was into thinking.
Intelligent, maybe almost like a too intelligent kind of thing.
Sure.
It's one of them things like my buddy says to me. He says, I want to call Bell Canada to find out where my real phone number is. I'm like, what are you talking about, your real phone number? He says, well, I give everybody my phone number, but it's I want to know where the real phone number is. I give everybody a copy of it, or I write it down for them, but where's the real number?
What the heck?
And I'm like, yeah, that'd be a sweet phone call, man. I'll call Bell Canada myself and record that. Yeah, I just want to find out where my real phone number is. I've been giving out my phone number to everybody, but it's just a copy. Where's the real one? That's the kind of thing, like...
Well, you don't know what the real one is. That's crazy. It's in the phone book.
Yeah. Well, that's just a printed version of it. No, where's the real one?
That is the real one.
I don't know if that's the real... I bet it's somewhere else.
That's the original.
I'll bet they have it somewhere. Another copy, though. I want to know where the real one is. Okay, everything should be made as simple as possible, but not simpler. What in the world does that mean? Everything should be made as simple as possible in its simplest form,
right?
But not any simpler than what it is.
Right. It should.
You don't want to take away anything from it,
right?
But you want it to see it in its simple in its simplest form,
right? Because simple design is the best design. Keep mm-hmm. it simple, stupid is obviously a saying.
But you don't necessarily have to take anything away from that.
Right.
To still see its impact and what it and see it for what it really is.
Exactly. Because the impact of whatever it is that has the simple design could be profound and, you know, world changing. Don't make it any simpler and taking away any of its qualities.
But make it as easy to see as possible, yeah.
Right.
That's pretty neat.
I think so. And a lot of music is that way. I kind of relate to that on a musical level far as, you know, simple music. But yet,
the it song usually has more impact a lot of times than something more complicated, complex, and for sure.
Yeah. I guess that's how I tuned into it. Like, wow, when you said it the first time, I'm like, that's deep. And you got to really think about that, which I think guys like Albert Einstein, it's like they went down a tube that they know they couldn't even back out of. They just got to keep going for it. I'm thinking.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder if they're doing some kind of drugs or something. It's like, how do you put yourself in that state of mind?
Now, I don't think that's drugs. I think that's just...
Oh, I know. My dad never did drugs.
Different use of brain. But
yeah, my dad was in that space too.
It's awfully wild.
Yeah.
Things they come up with.
Exactly.
Pretty neat, though. We need those people.
I guess we do.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me why. No, just kidding. I love you, Dad.
Thank you very much, Steve. Thank you very much, Larry.
This week's Jabber Crow brought to you by Steve and Larry of Steve and Larry's Used Cars.
Steve and Larry's Used Clothing.
Used clothing.
Wow. Used clothes. Steve and Larry's Secondhand Shop. Steve and Larry could sell anything. Has anyone ever been to Steve and Larry's?
I hope so. They're paying us good money for this advertising.
After the show, we're going to go over to Steve and Larry's. So if any of our listeners want to meet us there, you know, we'll all hang out together. It's on the corner of, well, you know where it is.
Okay, speaking of organization gurus, I had the pleasure of actually meeting this guy. His name is Merlin Mann, and he has a podcast called 43 Folders. And I highly recommend that our listeners go there and check it out. He has a website that keeps stuff organized on there, too, as far as being productive and being organized and making your life as smooth as possible in terms of getting your stuff done and putting your stuff where it belongs and all that kind of stuff, all that neat little stuff. That's all he thinks about It seems like when you hear him talking, he's just like everything. He's like you, the balance thing, which I never even knew about. It's kind of funny you say that. You know, everybody looks at the world a little differently than you, and that's what makes it all very interesting. Everybody's different perspective, and he's got a really good perspective. It seems like everything's got to be just perfect. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's 43 folders at 43folders.com. 43, okay. The number 4, the number 3, and then folders.com.
And well, folks, the minutes are piling up here, and before we get too unorganized with minutes all over the desk and floor and everything, I guess we'll sign off until next week. We'll see you then for the Computer Age Show. This is Big JD.
And Lippo. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody.
See you next week.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.